What I was getting, but that thing's like, if I drop this on my foot, yeah, I'm gonna need some healing prayer, because this is a serious situation. Oh man. Well, I hope that everyone has a huge, or maybe not a huge week planned. I hope everybody has a fun week planned over the Christmas holiday. I hope that you get to gather up with your family. Or maybe you get to get away from your family, whichever one suits you. I know I'm going to get fed up. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
On getting fed up. Jason, give me an amen on getting fed up.
Fed up.
Oh, man. So I want to speak really briefly this evening about the Prince of Peace. I want to speak about especially that word, peace. We sing a lot of songs about peace, and we sang about joy tonight. We sang about Meet Me Here tonight, because we wanted to drive home that theme of, I believe that a song that talks about Jesus coming to us and redeeming us gets to be a Christmas song. So that was our Christmas song for this evening. And it's just so amazing to think about, and you know, Pastor Daphne said last week when I was busy skipping half the narration on accident. Sorry about that. I told her she probably not going to hire me again to do the narration. But I'm sorry. I have an issue. If I start looking somewhere, like, my mind just goes. I mean, it's like, woo! You got to rein it in. And somebody was doing something in the foyer, and I was like, what are they doing? And then I looked down and I was like, oh, it's my time to go. And I looked and I just skipped like half a page. But anyway, I thought nobody noticed. But then everyone was like, hey, I think you skipped some of that. And I was like, yeah, well, so. But, oh, man. Anyway, she mentioned something, though, last Sunday morning about how a lot of these Christmas songs that we just kind of throw around actually have some pretty deep theology in them, and I've really been studying a lot lately about Jesus and the timing of Jesus's arrival, and how that Jesus coming was the whole point of the Old Testament, is to get us from the fall to Jesus. And that's what I preached about when I talked about the 4,000 year gift, because it took 4,000 years for mankind to get from Adam and Eve and the fall of man to get to Jesus and get to redemption. And so I imagine that if you don't have a plan, peace is a hard thing to come by. And if you've ever done a kids' crusade with me, then you've had a hard time achieving peace. Because I remember one time we were working, and we love doing kids' crusades. They're so fun. But we were working, and we had this whole stage just decked out. And I think we were doing the hospital when that was like 7 years ago. And we were doing a hospital setup, so we had all these lights going, and it was cool. I was so ready. And I was just working, and it was like down to the wire. Kids are about to start coming in the door, and things were having to happen really fast. And all of a sudden, Sister Linda, she came up to me, and she was like, JB! And I was like, that's my name. And she said, what's the plan? And I was like, you don't know the plan? And she said, no one knows the plan. And I was like, oh, sorry. But so I have a bad habit of keeping the plan all up here. And a lot of times Brittany is like, hey, can you tell everybody what's going on? Because no one knows, and we're all about to have a panic attack. And I'm just like, you guys don't know what's going on? Oh, man. So anyway, but peace is a valuable thing. If you don't have peace in your life, then you're struggling. If you don't have peace in your life, then you're facing things with fear. You're facing things with panic. And over the past 4 weeks, really, I have really struggled to find peace. I was finishing school, and I knew that my whole way of life was in jeopardy, because if I didn't finish, then I couldn't go back to school, and I would lose my job, and, you know, things, there were just so many unknowns. And it was really scary. And I just want to be vulnerable enough to say that I was terrified. And I kept praying, and I learned a lot more about prayer in the past 4 weeks than I have in a long time, because I spent so much time in desperate, I need you, Jesus, prayer. And I believe that there's power in that, in just really saying, God, I need you. I have to have you. There's no other option here. And so peace was almost elusive to me. It was hard for me to find. And I did my final test, and I had two chances to pass it. The first chance I didn't make it, and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to study really hard and try it again. I tried it again, and it was a completely different test, and so I didn't make it that time either. And my heart sank, and I just thought, you know, this is it. And I took it over in the office here. And I just thought, you know, I'm going to have to start thinking about what I'm going to do. And so it was frightening, but immediately God spoke to me, and he drew me to a passage of scripture that Paul wrote in Philippians. And it says, if I can get to it. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. I was drawn to that. And so as I sat there, I read that verse, I highlighted it, I wrote a little note right under it, and I just prayed, and I said, Jesus, I'm not going to freak out, I'm not going to panic, because I believe that you've got this. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to do anything crazy here, I'm not going to go and do something. How many of you know when you panic, you'll do things out of fear? When you don't have peace, you act out of fear, and you could do something that you regret later because you acted out of fear. And so I prayed about it, and I just gave it to God. And we went on and had church that night, and it was okay. Me and the kids, we were supposed to be having supposed to be learning about Zacchaeus, and somehow we ended up having a Disney song contest, which I won, of course. But no, we went back to Zacchaeus. Don't worry. I'm not just teaching the kids Disney songs. but anyway, and then, you know, I went to bed and I slept. And I just gave it to God. And the next day, prayed about it some more and just went on with the day. We had a Christmas party at the daycare with the kids. And after that was all over, Brittany and I were driving, and I got an email, and it was my professor. And he said, hey, I'm just writing to let you know that we looked at your program overall, and we decided, as the school administration, we decided to bump your grade and pass you. And that brought tears to my eyes. Because it's something that I worked so hard for. And it made me learn something, that you don't know a fraction of what God knows. And I thought I knew that. I really thought I knew that. But see, God is, he's got such a better plan than anything I could ever come up with, anything any of us could ever come up with. Anything we build can be destroyed, right? We went to the beach last year, and I worked really hard on some sand castle construction, and you know, I used my architect degree that I don't have, and about the time I got the thing looking exactly the way I wanted it, and I said, I am the king of this castle, my 3.5-year-old daughter decided that she was Godzilla, and the castle was no more. And so just like that sand castle, anything we build in our life, any empire that we come up with, it can be destroyed just like that. But if God builds it, it cannot be destroyed. Okay? And if God destroys it, it cannot be rebuilt. And so we need to give all of our plans to Him. Give all of our plans to Him. And then that's how you learn about peace. And in this season, we say Jesus is the reason for the season. We need to be at peace. We want to have peace with each other. People try to be a little bit nicer this time of year. People hold doors a little bit more and let all the heat out. People are a little bit more courteous this year, and people say happy holidays. People say Merry Christmas. People smile a little bit more, and there's a peace. And a lot of people, they try to get away from the real reason for the season, right? We say Jesus is the reason for the season because He is. And a lot of people try to get away from that because of, whatever reason. But the spirit of peace is still working in them. Just because it's Christmas and happy holidays, and they don't know that they're acting out of Jesus's peace, that He came and brought peace and the ability for us to have peace, and they don't even realize it. But if we want true peace, then we've got to embrace Jesus. And we've got to let God be the one that makes the plans. And we've got to be ready to follow those plans. We've got to be open to following those plans. And if you're not desperate in your prayer life, I encourage you to get that way. And that doesn't mean that you're in a crisis. That just means that you want more of that Holy Spirit on your life, that you want more of an understanding of God's plan, of what He's doing. That doesn't mean you're in a big crisis. That means you want to be closer. And so Paul, in Philippians, Paul wrote a lot of the New Testament, and some of the New Testament books that he wrote are called the prison epistles. And he wrote those while he was in prison. And most people that are in prison are not very happy about being in prison, right? Thank you, Roy. Most people that go to jail are not very happy. Personally, I've never been a police officer, but I've watched a lot of live PD, and I've watched a lot of World's Dumbest Criminals. So, basically, it's kind of the same thing. And when people start to get, when people start to get arrested for something, usually they say, I didn't do it. I didn't know. Whatever, they've got a big excuse because they're not very happy. They're not very encouraged about going to the big house, as we say. And so Paul is sitting in prison, and this is not a nice place. This is nasty, stinking, dirt floor, horrible, disease. It's terrible. And so somehow Paul, you get different Paul throughout the New Testament. You get happy Paul, you get angry Paul, you get Paul that kicked the guy off the missions trip. And somehow, while Paul is sitting in prison, he writes one of the happiest books in the Bible. It's like, Paul, what's going on? And so Paul writes Philippians, and this book is all about joy. It's about living a Christ-like life and the joy that brings you. And some people are probably like, Paul's over there writing. He's like, this is so great. He's happy. He's smiling. And they're like, Paul, can you be sad just for like 5 minutes because we're in prison? Paul can't do it because he's got the joy. And so Paul writes this book. And he writes, I just encourage you to go home. And if you haven't read Philippians and you haven't really just digested this book, check it out because it's so good. It's so encouraging. If you're going through something, if you're facing something, a battle, Philippians, check it out. Because we get to have that peace and we get to have joy. I want to read this one more time before I get ready to close. I wanted to be kind of brief tonight because tonight's kind of a more laid back service as we're, you know, we're getting ready to go have this big holiday. But I want to read this one more time. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry your little head. Don't stay up all night. When I was getting ready to take some of these tests, I just stayed up so late, and it was difficult because I was so stressed and I was so worried. But you don't have to worry about things when you understand that God's got this, right? So don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So even if you don't understand it, even if you can't see the ending, know that Jesus has got this. And all we've got to do is give it to him. Say, Jesus, I believe you. Take this. And so, as I close, in the moment that defined our world, from that point on, all hope seemed lost. It was a dark place. Satan thought he had won. And Paul writes about Jesus. He says, though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being when he appeared in human form. He humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, and that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In the darkest hour, the light shone the brightest. When all hope was lost, hope was born. And I want to encourage you that no matter what you're facing, maybe in this Christmas season it's difficult because you've got family stuff going on. Maybe Christmas is difficult because you've got stuff going on with your kids. Maybe they're not where they need to be with Christ. Maybe they've abandoned him. Maybe they've gone far away. Listen, Jesus is big enough. Jesus is big enough to carry those burdens for you. And so as we close, I want everybody to stand. And together, As we get ready to leave this place, I want us to think about peace. And I want us to think about Jesus, the real reason for the season. Jesus, I pray tonight that you shoulder the burdens that I have. God, for the people that have hurt me, God, for the people that I've hurt, God, for the broken people that I know need you so desperately. Carry those burdens because I can't do it, and I want to give them to you. God, I believe in peace. I believe that you are so good. I believe that every word that you say is true, and I believe you've given us your presence, your Holy Spirit, to sustain us, God, as we live in this world. Pour out your presence on each and every person here tonight, God, as we celebrate together, as we celebrate apart. Let us always remember what true peace is, and that true peace is you. In your name I pray, amen. Elevate family, I love you. I hope that you have an amazing Christmas with your families, with your in-laws, with even your outlaws. be careful, and we'll see everyone Sunday morning.